So we're up to the Gemara on Daf Mem Vov Amud Beis, about halfway down, where it says Veloizu Bilvad. Veloizu Bilvad, those are the first words on the line. And in fact, let's just remind ourselves of what it said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that somebody who is stoned is hanged, but he cannot be left there for too long because there's a mitzvah of Kvura, and therefore you cannot leave him overnight. What's called malinin. Malinin is from the word lina or lon, overnight. One cannot leave the mace there overnight. It's the issa called halonas hamace. However, the Mishnah said that actually, it's not a din which is exclusive to somebody who's been killed by Bezdin, but rather it's across the board. Whenever somebody passes away, essentially one should not leave the body overnight. That's the issa of halonas hamais, as mentioned, and therefore one should bury him as soon as one can. The exception to that, I'm sorry. The exception to that was if, however, the reason why I'm waiting is because it's covered for the mace. Why is it covered for the mace? Because I'm waiting to get hold of the oroin or the tachrichim or something like that, then that's a different case, and therefore would be allowed to wait because that's not considered a bezayin for the mace. To the contrary, that would be considered a kavod for the mace. So this is where we're up to. So have a look at the Gemara of Eloizu Bilvad. So it's Eloizu Bilvad. It's not just the person who's being killed. It's a general halacha that whenever somebody passes away, one should bury him as soon as one possibly can, and one should not allow the burial to take place the following day. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Minayin, how do we know? Lamalin es mesa. Again, this word malin, to leave overnight. How do we know that if you leave a body overnight, she'oiver olov beloisase, then one has been over an aloisase. Talmud loima, ki kavoir tikvarenu. Now, kavoir tikvarenu, he shall be buried, as mentioned, is not a pasuk written with regard to general people dying, but rather it's a pasuk specifically with reference to somebody who was killed by Bezdin. So if that's the case, how do we know? How do we know that this is a general rule? How do we know that this applies also even in the case of somebody who passes away? So look at Rashi explains. Talmud loima ki kavoir sikberenu miribuya dorish. It's from the ribui. What does that mean from the ribui? There's a double lashon over here. After all, doesn't it say ki kavoir tikberenu? A double lashon. So the extra word teaches me that it refers not only to the case of somebody being killed by Bezdin, but actually refers across the board. Says the Gemara again, Talmud Loima ki kavoir tikvarenu mikan. From here you see lamalin es mesa. If anybody leaves the mace overnight, oiver beloisase. Ikka d'omri. There is now a second version. Some say that Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, actually said something differently. Ikka d'omri, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, remez lekvura min ha-Torah minayim. So it's not the issue of whether he has to be buried immediately or not immediately, but according to this version of events, the discussion was, how do you know bichlal that he needs to be buried at all? How do we know that there's a concept called burial? Talmud loimar ki kavoir tikvarenu. Mikan remez lekvura min ha-Torah. So the words kavoir tikvarenu, which are clearly, like we said before, there's a drosha to be made because there's an extra word there in the pasuk. The question is that a reference to the fact that the body must be buried, or is it the reference to the fact that the body should be buried immediately and not overnight? Those were the two versions. Says the Gemara, we're on the last narrow line now. Omar lei. Shvoir Malka l'Rav Chamo. So Shvoir Malka said to Rav Chamo, he asked him the same question. Kavura min ha-toira minayin. What does that mean, kavura? Again, look at Rashi. Remez le-kavura she'odom chayev es meisa. There's a chiev. It's learned from a pasuk. A person has to bury his family member. So Shvair Malka is asking Rav Chama this very question. So in fact, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, as mentioned before, learned it from a pasuk, as quoted by Rabbi Yechanan. But now Shvair Malka is asking that very question to Rav Chama: how do I know there's a halacha that requires kavura? Says the Gemara on the first wide line, Ishtik. He remains silent, veloy omale veloy midi, and didn't answer back at all. He did not give an answer. So he asked him, how do you know there's a halacha that one has to bury the dead? He did not answer, he was silent. Omar Rav Chachar bar Yaakov. Imsar Alma beyoda de tipshoi. How would you translate that, Rabbi Yosef? It sounds a rather sharp comment to make.
Yes, the world has been delivered into the hands of fools.
In other words, he was very upset. Why did he not respond? The world has been delivered in the hands of fools. Why? De'i bo yalei lemeimer ki kavur. He should have said, ki kavur. Didn't we just say? But there's a pasuk, ki kavur yikberenu. So why did he not quote that pasuk? We've already mentioned that Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who's a Tana, cited this pasuk as the source of the halacha of kvura. So when Rav Chama was asked that very question, why did he not quote the pasuk? Isn't it mefurash in the pasuk, ki kavur, one has to bury? Says the Gemara, no, deli avid lei oroin. Do you know why I didn't quote that pasuk? Because that pasuk could, in theory, be understood differently. Maybe all it means is put the body in a casket, in an oren. How do I know that ki kavur necessarily means buried in the ground? And that's why he remains silent. It's not that he forgot the pasuk. He knows full well there's a pasuk, ki kavur, buried. What does buried mean? Who says buried means in the ground? Maybe it just means covered up in a box. Well, the next word in the pasuk is ki kavur ek tikberenu. So the Gemara asks that immediately. Tikberenu, quote unquote. What's wrong with the next word? I've got another word, tikberenu, so why didn't you learn it from there? So he said, loi mashmatle. He did not necessarily see a mashmos, an indication from that word, that it must mean kvura ba'aretz, and that's why he remained silent. Have a look at Rashi. Deleavidle orin, aval kvura sa'aretz. But burial in the ground, loy mishtamale. He didn't necessarily understand, but that has to be the meaning. Where does it say in the pasuk clearly that it has to be buried in the ground? And therefore, loy omar loy mehai. So that's why he remained silent. Why did he not answer the question? Why didn't he point to the pasuk of ki kavur? Because he was not convinced at all that the word ki kavur is a reference to burial in the ground. Says Rashi uParchinon. Well, then the Gemara asked, Leimalei miribuya de tikvarenu. So why didn't he at least respond? It's from the next word. We do have an extra word, tikvarenu. So surely that should teach us. That should teach us burial, kavura. Umashani, to which the answer was, no, loy mashmalei. La'akum, or they change it. L'shvar malka, let me have a drasha miribui. It wasn't mashmatim. He didn't necessarily feel or have a Mesiris that that is the drasha from that pasuk. So, according to Rav Chama, he is as yet unconvinced as to what is the Tvira source for the fact that you have to have Kvura. From the word Kavir, you're right, Kavir means burial, but not necessarily burial in the ground, maybe in an Orin. From the extra word Tikberenu, well, he wasn't convinced by that either. So we're still on the lookout for a source. So the Gemara goes on. Have a look at the third Y line. V'neima. So why didn't he say mide ikvair tzadike? What does that mean, mide ikvair tzadike? We know, if we look in the Torah, there are several tzaddikim, namely the Oveis HaKadoshim, who all we find there's a reference to Kavura. Didn't Avram bury Sarah, Yitzhak, and we know Yaakov, the whole thing, he asked Yosef to bury him. So isn't it clear from those stories in the Torah that there's a halacha of burial, burial meaning in the ground, not just in an Oren? That's the Gemara's question. The name Mide Ikber Tzadiki question mark. Why did Nir point to the fact that Tzadikim in the Torah, meaning Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, were buried? To which the Gemara answers, Minhaga Ba'alma. It's not a proof. What does Minhaga Ba'alma mean? It's true. That may well have been common practice, it was the custom. But you don't have a proof necessarily that that's mandated, it's required as a mitzvah by the Torah. So it's true, we don't deny Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov were all Isaac in Kvura. Okay, so it's true, I don't deny. Clearly that was practice from a very long time ago, but that's not our discussion. Our discussion is not, is it common practice, but is there a mitzvah? Look at Rashi. V'neima mide ikver tzadike, which tzadikim? Avraham, Yitzhak, v'Yaakov. V'mashani minig ba'alma hu shenoyak kein kodem l'chein. That was the custom that was always practiced from a long time ago, but our discussion is, do we see there's a chiyuv? So we're still on the lookout. Back into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Mide kavre HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'moisha. We know, Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, that would clearly seem to suggest that that's definitely the right thing to do. So the Gemara says once again, D'loy l'shtani mimin hoga. We even from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have a proof, because maybe that was done in fitting with the custom that we just mentioned. Once again, we don't have a proof that there's a mitzvah as such. There's a mitzvah of Kvura. It was the minhag. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fitting with that minhag, as it were, did the same for Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rashi, V'neim alei midakavar achmona l'moshe. Didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu bury Moshe? Says Rashi, Alma, so I see from over there, that daito hiskimo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly agrees to this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido ba'atzmo, he does this. Well, clearly it's the right thing. Umashani, and the Gemara answers that no. Dilma, perhaps kihechi deloy lishtani Moshe miminhoga ba'alma. Maybe just that Moshe Rabbeinu should not be treated any differently from the minhag that apparently was common spread at the time, as evident by the Oveis HaKadoshim, but we still do not have a proof that it's a mitzvah. And that's why Rav Chama, when he was asked this question, remained silent. Because all the possibilities, as far as he was concerned, were not conclusive. The Pasuk of Kavar Tikvarenu was not conclusive. Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov is not conclusive. Even from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not conclusive. So that's why when he was asked the question, he remained silent. Says the Gemara, Toshema, we have a braisa. V'saftulai kol Yisrael v'kavru oisai. This is a pasuk in Malachim Aleph. Who's it referring to? Back into Rashi. V'saftulai ba'aviha ben Yeravam. Aviha, the son of Yeravam. K'siv. V'achia hashiloini. Achia hashiloini was one of the Nevi'im. Nisnabe olav, he prophesied about him, dovar zeh, l'shabeach. He praised him. In other words, he predicted v'saftu lo kol Yisrael v'kavroi. So he says it will come the day where he will be eulogized and buried. Why was he complimenting him? Ya'an ki nimtzer boi dovar toiv. Because he found in him something very positive. What was that? Shebitel paradisois shehoishiv oviv. His father, Yeravam we know was a terrible Russia. He was mevatel all the orchards, made them useless. Not sure why, I don't remember the moment. And his son reinstalled them. So either way, what is the proof that we're trying to bring from over here? Once again, what is the praise that he gives him? He says that he will be buried. So doesn't that once again suggest as a mitzvah to bury? And once again, the Gemara gives the same answer that no, deloy lishtani miminhaga. Again, just that there shouldn't be a change in minhag. So he wasn't saying that this will be a fulfillment of a mitzvah of kvura. We don't know if there's a mitzvah, but that definitely is the custom. All the way back to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, that's all he was saying. So we don't have a riot. So the Gemara tries to bring another proof now from the Novi Yirmiyah. Doesn't it say in the Novi in the next line, Lo yispedu v'lo yikvaru l'doimin al pneu adomo yiyu. It's talking about, as we'll see in a second, the Novi is talking about the Rishoyim. And the Novi prophesizes that these Rishoyim will not be Zoicha to Hespedim, and they will not be buried, and they'll just be lying dormant on the ground. So once again, doesn't that let's suggest that essentially you're supposed to bury them? And that's what he's saying, that these people will not be Zoicha to burial. Says the Gemara, no, once again, Delishtanu miminhoga. All it means is not that they won't be buried and there will therefore be a lack of fulfillment of the mitzvah. Who says there's a mitzvah? But as we've said, we know that it's definitely the minhag. So all the Novi was saying is they will not be zeicha for the minhag to be practiced with them. Have a look at Rashi, one more Rashi. V'lo yikbaru b'rashoyim k'siv. This is referring to Rishoyim. Umida layit luhu hochi. And because the Novi, as it were, curses them in this way and says they will not be zeicha to kvura, shma mina. Doesn't that mean, remember, the Novi never says something of his own volition. It's all been told to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I see, shma mina kvura mishamaya. The whole concept of kvura surely comes from heaven. Askimu Allah, the heaven clearly agrees. And the Shomayim clearly hold that it's the correct thing to bury. And that's what the Shomayim, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Navi, that these Rishayim will not be Zeicha to Kvura. To which the Gemara answered that no. We all know that it is clearly the Minhag, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's a mitzvah. And all the Navi is predicting is that these Rishayim will not even be Zeicha to have a fulfillment of common practice. But nobody's talking about whether there's a mitzvah. Yes, Rabbi Larry.
So, first of all, isn't there a klal minhag Yisrael, kedin Yisrael? That's number one.
It could be, but we're trying to see if it's a mitzvah. What is the makom?
And also, could we have a chazan?
Yeah, we're not discussing whether it's the correct thing. The question was never, are you supposed to do it? The question was just, minayin. What is the Torah source? We don't have a Torah source. It might be right. If there's a minute, clearly it's the right thing to do. But what is the Torah source?
And also, don't we learn things from Chazakah? Like, if there's something is done three times, it's a Chazakah already. Everybody in the, you know what
Again,
I mean? So
what's the Torah source, though?
So also, couldn't we also say Maybe it's a mitzvah kiyumis, but not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Like it's a
Well,
mitzvah if you bury the guy, but if you don't, it's not a chiyuv. You haven't been over an avera.
like giving tzedakah as well. It's true,
We're
100%.
wearing tzitzis.
But that the Torah tells us. But that we have a
No,
pasuk.
Torah says, no, the Torah says, if you, I think wearing tzitzis, I'm not, I, not, never would I go against the rav, but I think, I thought I heard that wearing tzitzis is a mitzvah kiyumis. If you have a four-cornered beged, then you have to put tzitzis on it. But to wear a beged kot, as talis katan,
That's not called the mitzvah kiyumis. Either way, but even if it is, again, the Torah clearly spells that out. The Torah says, as we said in Kriya Shema this morning, that if you put on a four-begged, four-cornered garment, you are mechuyev to wear tzitzis. If somebody doesn't like their wife, they are mechuyev to divorce them. If an oni comes to your door, all of these mitzvahs, it means it's true. You're not mechuyev to go and buy a four-cornered begged. You're not mechuyev to divorce your wife. You're not mechuyev to run after poor people to give them money. But in all of those cases, the Torah clearly spells out what you're supposed to do. It's a halacha. You're right. There's a discussion whether chiyuvos or kiyumos. But there's no pasuk in the Torah that says, you shall bury. That's our problem. So we've not found a source. Although, as mentioned before, Rav Shimon ben Yochai did say that it's learned from the pasuk of ki kovar yikberenu. Okay, we continue. Iboyaluhu, we're on the fifth line now. Kavura, whether we do or don't have a source, but Kavura, what is the concept of Kavura? Why indeed, what's the purpose, what's the function of Kavura? Iboyaluhu, Kavura, Mishum Bizyoinahu. Oy, Mishum Kapora. Is the reason why we bury a matter of bizoyin, so that the body should not be lying around, which would therefore cause a bizoyin hames? Is that the concept? Or is it because of kapora? Kapora, let's have a look at Rashi. Why would Kavura give a kapora to some? Let's look at Rashi. Mishum bizyoinu, shelo yisbazel ayin, so that he shouldn't be disgraced to the public eye, kol sheyiruhu meis, anybody who sees him dead, v'nirkav v'nivka, with a body rotting and decomposing. So we don't want anybody to see that. So for the reason why we bury is in order to save the person's shame. There's a concept of bizoyin hames. Is that why we bury? Reason number one. Says Rashi, oh, I know. Ki hechi de tehavale kapora. In order that there should be a kapora, bahatmonazu, with this burial. Shemoi read him, the fact that he's lowered down. Umashpilin oisoi betachtiois. And he's lowered and brought down into the depths. That itself is, as it were, a very degrading thing. And maybe that itself, therefore, brings a kapara. So it's not because we're trying to save the bizoyin hames, but rather so that the actual burial should bring about a kapara. The fact that he's lowered into a very deep place, deep into the ground, a very lowly existence, will bring about a kapara. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Says yes.
Well, if it's not kvura, then what is the meaning of what we say, me'ofra la'ofra? Hashem made man from dust and he goes back to the earth.
That's not a pasuk. That is not a pasuk.
So where do we get that?
We don't deny again. When nobody's denying that kavura is a mitzvah, we're just trying to work out what the makor is. We're trying to work out what is the Torah source. Nobody denies it's the correct thing to do. And that's why we're discussing. Why indeed is it the correct thing to do? What is the underlying meaning behind it? Is it in order that there shouldn't be a bizoyin hames, the mace shouldn't just be lying around with the body decomposing, which would be very degrading? Or is it to bring about a kavura, the fact, a kapara, the fact that he's lowered down to his very low, deep existence, that will bring Bana Kapon. Says the Gemara, Lamai, Nafkamina, question mark. What's the difference? Since when do we speculate the reasons behind the mitzvahs? If the Torah says, wherever it says, you've got to bury the mace, then so be it, and that's the halacha. Whether it's because of bizoyim, whether it's because of kapara, lamai nafkamina, what's the difference? Says the Gemara, no, there is a difference. Da'amar loy bo'inon delik beruah lahu gavra. What happens if somebody says, I do not want to be buried? Don't bury me. Person says, Acha me ve'esrim, he does not want to be buried. So why would that depend on these reasons? I omrat mishum bizyoino. If it's an issue of bizoyin, well, we have to remember, bizoyin, if a body decomposes in public, that's degrading not just to the person who died, but anybody who's connected to him. Well, if that's the case, says the Gemara, Iyom Mishum Bizyoina Loi Kol Kamine. That's not his prerogative to do. He cannot forego on other people's bizyonis. If his body will be lying around decomposing, and that will bring about a bizoyan to his mishpacha, and I'm sorry to tell you, he's got no right to say, I don't want to be buried. What do you mean? If you're not buried and the body decomposes, that's a bizoyan to your b'nei mishpacha. You have no right to overlook or forego their bizoyan. However, the omrat mishum kaparahu. But if he says it's because of kapara, now kapara is something very personal. That does not affect other people. If that's the case, ha'omar lo yibo'ino kapara. What if that's the case? That's his prerogative to choose. I don't want to have a kapara. Why would he not want to have a kapara? No idea. He wants to have more Gehenna. So that's why the Gemara is saying, my, that's why it is a valid question. So it's not just we're speculating philosophically. What is the reason behind kvura? Is it because of kapara? Is it because of... No, there is a real nafkamina lahalacha. What would be in the case where somebody would say, I don't want to be buried? So if it's because of bizoyon, we would ignore him. Because I'm very sorry to say, your family will have to undergo bizoyon, and there's no way that you have any right to forego on that. But if it's something that's nothing to do with bizoyon, if it's something very personal like kapara, then if he says he doesn't want a kapara, then beseder, so we won't bury him. Have a look at Rashi. Lav kol kminei, that's not his choice. The bizoyin who likroivov. It's a bizoyin to the kroivim, it's a bizoyin to the relatives. So therefore, we would bury him. But if it's because of kapara, so that doesn't help to bury him because he doesn't want a kapara at all. So it won't be a kapara. So then we would listen to him. So if somebody says, I don't want to be buried, would we or would we not obey his instructions? It turns out that's absolutely dependent on the understanding behind kavura. If it's based on bizoyon, we would ignore him. If it's based on kapara, then we would listen to him. So let's just begin the first proof. Everybody want to say something? You're on mute.
If he can decline saying, I don't believe it's not kapara for me, so therefore, right? So therefore, what if the relatives say, we don't think this is, if the body's not done up bizarre to us, we're not embarrassed. So if you're going to go according to what the people feel, right, then the relatives can say, no, what are you talking about? It's
If
not
the
embarrassing
relatives
to
don't
us.
mind, right? If the relatives don't mind, yeah.
So therefore,
Says
it can't be, it can't be, that can't be the reason. It can't, either way, it can't be someone's
no,
opinion
because
of.
we're not talking about that case. We're
No,
talking,
if
and
it's a kapara, he doesn't have a right to deny the kapara, because if it's a
he does have a
bizayon, they
right.
don't have the
He
right to
does
deny the
have
bizayon either.
a right to deny kapara. That's a very personal thing. He doesn't want a kapara. He doesn't have a kapara, so he
But
won't
do they
bury
have
him.
the right to deny the bizayon?
Who's bizarre?
The relatives that are living, do they have a right to deny the Bizayon? It's not a Bizayon to me. Leave him out. What do I care? He doesn't want to be buried. It doesn't
Nobody
bother us.
has a right to deny other people's bezoyin. You can only decide that for yourself. So if
Does
he
do the
decides,
Oh, I see what you're
I
saying.
don't care about bezoyin, he can't say that about the relatives. Toshima, once again, mide ikbar tzadiki. Once again, didn't we say before that even very great tzaddikim were buried? Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe. The Omra Mishum Kapara. And if you're going to tell me that the purpose of Kavura is to bring about a Kapara, Tzadiki le Kapara Tzrichi? Do Tzadikim need a Kapara? If you would tell me it's because of Bizoyon reasons, then I understand. That applies equally to a Tzadik just as it would to any other person. But if the whole reason why you bury is that because the dead person needs a kapara, does that apply to tzaddikim? Says the Gemara, yes. In tzaddikim also need a kapara. Diksiv Adam ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechto. Famous pasuk in Koheles, even a tzaddik, but it's impossible that a tzaddik wouldn't sin, and therefore even such great tzaddikei olam like Avraham Avinu, Yitzhak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu. They would also need a kapara. So the fact that they were also buried is not a proof necessarily that kavura is only because of bizayin. It might well be that it's all about kapara, and tzaddikim also need a kapara. So we have not yet managed to resolve this sofik. Mitzvah Hashem, next time we'll see further.
Rebbe, also there are people that don't have living relatives. So is it does they still if it's a bizayon, do they still get buried?
Yes, again, only if the guy said, I don't want to be buried, then you're right.
Yes.
There's no relatives, then we wouldn't have to bury him. Quite right.
If it's bizayon, but if it's kapara, you know what I mean?
No, either way, if a guy's got no relatives and he says, I don't want to be buried, then I would not bury him because, according to both reasons, there's no reason to bury him. If it's because of bezoyin, there's no bezoyin. If it's a kapara, he doesn't want a kapara.
No, but if it's kapara, right, and he
Then you
does,
can
I
wave
don't,
on
he
it.
doesn't, he, maybe he doesn't have the right to deny his kapara
Yes, he
because
does. The Gemara
he's not in his right mind. He's not in his
yes,
right
he
mind.
does.
What?
The Gemara says he does. The Gemara says if he doesn't want a kapara, he doesn't have a kapara. That's his prerogative. But it's not his prerogative to forego on other people's bezayin. But you're quite right. If there are no other people, then fine, it's not relevant.
But he wouldn't have to be buried. Why don't we bury this guy? He has no relatives.
So we won't bury him. If he says, I don't want to be buried. If he says he didn't say that, obviously I do bury him. But
Well,
in
a
the
guy with
very
no relative, living relatives, he's left alone on this world. He dies. If he says, I don't want to be buried, then it's okay, right?
According to this Gemara, then you'll not be buried, right? 100%.
Wow.
Okay.
It's fair.